This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Make sure to go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot us an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to kick it off with Terry. Hi, Terry.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Dr. How can I help? Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
You talk about several times about don't dream anymore. I haven't dreamt for many, many years, and I really miss it.
Have you been under a lot of stress for the last 5 years or so?
Oh, definitely. Since 2004.
What happened?
Mean, even way before that. And lots of stress. However, now I'm able to internalize, and it turned out that I think that God has planned it in such a way that even though I thought it was a horrible thing that happened to me, it's become a blessing. So I'm peaceful now. But I still don't dream.
But you went through a real tough phase, and ever since you went through that phase, with all the kind of the tough times that you went through, the dreaming stopped, right? And you never regained it.
Never regain.
Okay.
I'm peaceful now.
Okay. How's your memory, though?
You mentioned about imagination and dreams and all. I miss all of that.
What about your memory? How is your memory? Do you feel like it's
fading?
My
memory is bad.
Okay. Well, they go hand in hand.
Well, that comes with age. I'm 75.
Well, you're still a spring chicken. Don't give me that. So, age doesn't really play a big factor in that. Memory can stay as long as your acetylcholine levels in your brain will remain high. And you keep those high, number one, by avoiding stress, which you could not do for a while. So when you're under high amounts of stress, if you don't support yourself nutritionally, then the acetylcholine levels can drop. And when they drop, memory drops and dreaming will drop. So the ways to raise that back up, there's several things you can do. And it takes time. This is not going to happen overnight. Okay. This will take time, especially knowing that you've been under a stressful situation for a while that has kind of put you in this position. But the way to raise it up, there are certain foods that will help on a regular basis. And those foods are all the higher protein foods, chicken, fish, beef, organic and grass-fed, of course, hormone-free, of course, as much as possible. But the fats, too. See, the fats play a big role, especially things like salmon. So fish that are really, really good but contain healthy fats in them will raise acetylcholine levels. The salmon's really good. Your healthy omega-3 fats, things like cod liver oil, the oil, not the gel caps, all phenomenal at raising your acetylcholine levels. Now, there's certain supplements, though, that are very helpful, too, and we know. All right, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P, is a version of vitamin B6, and it has got great research behind it in raising those levels of acetylcholine in the brain. Lecithin or phosphatidylcholine, it's found in egg yolks, and we know that. I mean, if you don't, and I'll tell you this, this is instant. If you ever want to see if it's an acetylcholine issue, here's a little remedy, if you will, like a whole home remedy. You can get lecithin at the health food store. Try taking lecithin. And I'll tell you how I learned this. I learned this in medical school. And one of my teachers told me, which I was always fascinated with nutrition, always have been, obviously. And my teacher said, if you're not dreaming, which in med school you're never dreaming because you're staying up late, you're studying nonstop, and it's just craziness. So, of course I wasn't dreaming. So he said, if you're not dreaming, which none of you are, he said, take about, I think it was like 2,000 milligrams of lecithin before you get to bed, 30 minutes before. And he goes, it will raise acetylcholine levels temporarily as you go into a deep REM stage or delta stage of sleep, and you'll dream the night. I would look into that, but look into the supplementation. That can be helpful. But the foods are really important. Eating healthy foods that raise acetylcholine levels are vitally important. In our Get Well University program, where we've got the book and the audio CD program that go together, you can really follow along and kind of get the both pieces of that together. So you might want to look into that and keep us posted. But just know that I know you miss it. I do. And dreaming, it's a good thing, because when you dream, you're in that deep, deep stage of sleep. And, of course, you get great rest. Your hormones regenerate. Your cells regenerate at a very high level. And you wake up the next day feeling rested, feel like you can take on the day. Makes a big difference. So look into some of that. Keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. U.S. smoking rates, they say, have dropped rapidly. And they're slowly going down, but yet they're going at a more consistent rate, the CDC says. They're dropping down at about 19.3% right now, which is a pretty steady but yet rapid rate. For the Americans, a lot of the marketing that's going on has been helpful, so hopefully we'll continue to see the trend. Quote for the day comes from Confucius. That's old school, big time. The man of wisdom is never of two minds. The mind of benevolence never worries. The man of courage is never afraid. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Anita now. Hi, Anita.
Hello. My question is, what are the nutritional benefits of sunflower seeds, and if they cause weight gain?
Okay, so you want to know if sunflower seeds are healthy?
Yes, and if they cause weight gain, and if they are healthy, what are the benefits? What are the health benefits?
Well, they're going to help your skin, hair, and nails. They're going to help hormone profiles. They're going to help help you actually burn body fat, believe it or not. And you don't want to eat a ton of them, but two or three handfuls a day have been shown to be very good. I mean, your healthy fatty acids are in there, and they're unbelievable for helping your body kind of. Now, here's the deal. It will give your body the things that it needs from a fatty acid standpoint. You still need, I think, fish oil every day. I'm still a big fan of that. But understand that we don't get enough almonds and walnuts and cashews and nuts and seeds in our diet. It's full of zinc. It's full of magnesium. The sunflower seeds have just tremendous benefits. But you want to cut your carbohydrate dose down. So if you're eating a lot of carbs, like breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, if you eat a lot of sunflower seeds with those kind of carbohydrates, then you can gain weight. Because when blood sugar goes up, it creates, the body wants to store body fat. And if you've got extra fat in there in the diet, it will want to store it. So you just want to keep your carbohydrates moderate. And, you know, fruits and vegetables being the better choice for those carbohydrates. But, yeah, on a regular basis, I mean, sunflower seeds are a great, great choice. Even the sunflower nut butters are really good, too. And they create a lot of benefit for the body. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Well,
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, make sure to check them out. Go to getwellproviders.com. All this lifestyle and nutrition-based care that we talk about on the show, there are folks all around the country, no matter where you are. Team is growing every single day to be able to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. You don't have to feel stuck and feel like you're frustrated. Just read an article earlier. It said people have a harder time figuring out what to eat and how to be healthy more than doing taxes. Really? Don't let that stress you out, folks. We've got great people that can just walk you through and take you by the hand. Robert in Frankfort, Kentucky says, over the last 6 months, my doctor has been monitoring my blood pressure. It's been high, and he wants to put me on some medication. I really don't want to go on the meds. What foods can I eat to lower my blood pressure? Well, back up for a minute, Robert. Here's the deal. Your doctor wants to put you on meds. You need to listen to him, he or she, okay? Because the end of the day, blood pressure is not something you want to mess around with. You don't want to play around with it. It's a big deal, okay? And it is one of those health challenges that you don't want to just go all natural and try to get it balanced out. You want to make sure that you use medication for what it's meant for. It's meant to manage until you can kind of get your legs back up underneath you and start eating well, that you're educated about what to do, how to eat, how to exercise, and how to make better lifestyle choices. I mean, that's where you need to be with it. And so the key is really to make sure that you're, I mean, if you want to get on a good diet, first and foremost, I'd look at my book, Empowering Your Health, and look at the anti-inflammatory diet, and just kind of dig into it a little bit. Look at the foods that you can eat versus the ones that you can't. Look at all the different things in there that will, kind of the food choices that will bring health to your body. I mean, that's the real key, is to make sure you're choosing the right kind of foods, making sure that when you're dealing with blood pressure, that you're keeping the sodium low, yeah, but you've got to have good quality proteins, you've got to have healthy omega-3 fatty acids, and you've got to keep the carbohydrates at a moderate pace and moderate level. Exercise is key too, all right? With blood pressure, you've got to be really careful. You want to exercise, but you don't want to overdo it. And there's a big exercise that has been shown to be very helpful for blood pressure-related issues, and that's rebounding. Rebounding, jumping up and down on a mini trampoline is so important. And a mini trampoline is simple. You can get it at your local athletic store like Dick's Sporting Goods, something like that. And literally 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day has shown to be extremely beneficial for blood pressure-related issues. Also, garlic and onions, I know, may not smell the best, but hey, it can help lower blood pressure. Great research and studies on that. Supplements that are out there that are really important, green tea extract. So if you're drinking coffee, drop the coffee, switch over to the green tea. And then L-citrulline and L-arginine, they all go hand in hand together and can make a big impact in your overall health. So a couple things to think about. But blood pressure it's got some hereditary factors. So you got some genes in there, what grandma and grandpa passed down. So you're dealing with that, but also lifestyle. So if you've gained some weight and got to drop that, then that needs to be part of the game plan. All right, but look into some of that. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Sue now. Hi, Sue.
Hi, I'm calling about Charlie horses, and if Jenny answers as to what causes those and how we can prevent those.
It's usually a mineral deficiency, Sue. Charlie horses and the cramping and all that. Really, it comes down to potassium and magnesium. Sometimes calcium can play a role, but you've got to look at vitamin D. So just think about all the minerals like boron, potassium, calcium, magnesium, all of those. Think about those as it's easy to get deficient because we don't have a lot of those in our food supply that our body can utilize very well. Okay, so it's easy to get deficient. So if you get deficient, it's fairly easy for things to happen as far as the cramping and all, especially at night while you're sleeping, which that's when most people complain about it. So what we've learned is that vitamin D absorption and assimilation is always really important. Vitamin D is kind of the catalyst for all of these folks to be able to make sure they're working right. So get a blood test done. Just go to your physician, get a vitamin D 3 blood tests done. Pretty simple to have. But you get the vitamin D done, and they can find out exactly what's going on. Because if the vitamin D is elevated, then you should be okay. But if it's not, if it's really, really low, then calcium, magnesium, potassium, all those are going to have a hard time absorbing in the body. And you want to make sure those can balance out as much as possible. So, yeah, get the vitamin D checked. And if it's not, look into magnesium. That's your second round because we're very, very depleted. Our soil is really depleted in magnesium. And a lot of times, if you don't have enough magnesium, even in your diet, you can see a lot of those crampings begin to start. And that is not fun, I can tell you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Christina, down in Waco, Texas, says that I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. My doctor has me on Synthroid. What do you think? My hair's falling out. Well, bless your heart. It's part of it. When you've got thyroid issues, many times hair falling out is kind of a natural side effect of that. And the levothyroxine or the Synthroid they have you on, you want to stay with what your doctor's telling you to take. You don't want to be disrespectful there. They got you on it for a reason, and you want to make sure that you stick with that, okay? So, if from a nutritional perspective, a couple things to think about, all right? Iodine is a big trace mineral that we lose when you're dealing with hypothyroidism. So, you might want to look into that, do some research. There's a little iodine patch test you can do, putting a drop of iodine under your skin, seeing if it disappears within 3 hours. If it does not disappear, then you should be okay. If it does, you might want to get further testing done, like a urine test, to see if you're deficient in iodine. That can play a big role in your thyroid functioning properly. L-tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely important for thyroid function. And also coconut oil has been shown to be helpful. If you're taking Synthroid and you've got to take medicine right now, ask your doctor about Armour Thyroid. It's a more natural version of the medication. A lot of docs don't like to use it. They've just recently reformulated it, but it works very, very well for many people, so you might want to check that out.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can go online, send me an email, getwellradio.com. And our wellness provider network are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. They can take you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. And you can go online there, getwellproviders.com. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about. The network is incredible. It's growing every single day, and it's exciting to see the folks that are joining in to be able to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's go now to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, how are you?
I am living well. What's happening?
Well, Dr. Asa, I've been having some lower back pain for about 3 weeks now. It's been off and on, usually more when I wake up in the mornings, but I don't know what else to do besides go to the doctor, but I want to put that off as much as I can.
So did you do anything as far as activity-wise, or you were just going to bed, you just started going to bed and waking up and it started hurting?
I actually got a massage not too long ago, and that was kind of towards the beginning. And I told him, you know, it's kind of, you know, my lower back has kind of been hurting me just a little bit. And so he stretched my lower back, and then from there, I feel like that's intensified it.
When you laid on your stomach for the massage, is that when it hurt the most?
No. actually, it didn't hurt through the massage. It was after the massage was done is when that it started actually hurting a lot more.
When did he do the stretching? Were you laying on your stomach or on your back?
On my back.
Okay. And what did he do to stretch you?
He put one hand on my hip bones, stretched his arm across my stomach, and then put his other hand on my lower back and stretched it that way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Oh, no, it does. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that, okay, it sounds like, does it shoot down your leg at all or just hurt right in your lower back?
It just hurts right in my lower back.
And you haven't seen anyone yet?
No, not yet.
I would go see a chiropractic physician. Let me tell you why. I think what it is facet syndrome. And if you've ever seen a spine, there are the little bones that kind of stick out toward the back, and they angle downward, okay? If those bones end up coming backward and almost touching each other, they're little facet, little bones. They're called facets. And they're not supposed to touch. But if they touch, it can cause an immense amount of pain. A lot of times after massages and stretching, so quote-unquote stretching, that can happen. And it mimics really bad back pain, and it doesn't really go away. Does it go away as the day goes on, or is it really stiff in the morning and it kind of loosens up as the day goes?
It does. It's I guess once I work it out a little bit on my own, it feels better. But then towards the night, it starts getting worse again. And so it's like just a vicious cycle.
Do you sit down a lot for work?
I'm up and down. I'm a receptionist.
So when you sit for a period of time, you go from sitting to standing. Does it take a little while to stand up just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
it's probably facet syndrome. And I'm not, telling you that's what it is, but it just, sounds like it. And they're really, that's the best route to go, because if you go traditional route, they're going to do muscle relaxers. And if you go PT, they're not really going to work on undoing the facet. They'll work on more of the muscles around it, which is not a bad idea, but it's still, I think the root is getting someone that can do more of a manipulative type treatment on it for a period of time. That can be helpful. And I know you don't want to hear that, but it really will correct it, and it'll make it feel a lot better, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, even in a month's time probably, you'll be getting constant relief. I would do this though, just a little point of reference. I would go to your doctor, your family doctor, and just tell them you've had some back pain. It's been constant, and it's been happening in the mornings. Get a blood test run, okay? Just make sure. Make sure kidneys are okay. Make sure everybody's happy back there, that there's no bacterial infection or anything. Because, again, you do want to rule that out. And the first thing, again, you always want to think worst first, no matter what. And with my mindset, I always lean toward the natural side. But, I mean, in the traditional side, which I've been trained as well, you have to think about bacteria, virus. You have to make sure there's nothing creeping, hanging around back there that we don't know about. And it really is a good way to go, just to get that little blood test done. They'll figure it out, and they'll say, oh, no, you're fine. They'll go for the muscle relaxers probably, and then you can make your decision from there, okay? But you definitely need to get some couple people looking at it, just to get a good game plan. You don't want to sit around and do nothing. Don't wait. Don't be like a guy, because what we do is is we'll sit there and go, oh, it'll be fine. It'll work itself out. It'll just go away. These are one of those things. If it's an infection, probably won't go away. If it's facet syndrome, definitely won't go away unless you get it worked on. Okay, so go with the prospective doctors. Let them look at it. And if you need anything else, you can always call me here on the show. All right? 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Ever had bad body odor and been around someone that does? Well, not just after a workout. I'm talking about just the production of TMA is associated with foods rich in choline, such as organ meats, eggs, certain legumes, and saltwater fish. Excess TMA is excreted from the body in sweat, breath, saliva, and urine. So the study of 353 people with unexplained body odor problems found that 118, that's about 33%, of them had the TMAU. Odor associated with TMAU can affect social and work relationships. Imagine that. and cause psychological distress to the person, of course, that's dealing with it. So once TMAU is diagnosed, body odor can be controlled through changes in diet and other methods, the Monell researchers said. And this study was found in the American Journal of Medicine. So body odor can make a big difference. Now, there is an enzyme in this situation, but also don't forget that healthy gut means healthy odor. So if your bacterial flora is off, you might want to look into probiotics, cutting out gluten from the diet, making sure that you're eliminating all foods that would create any kind of sensitivity down in the digestive tract, keeping it as clear as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Brad now. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call. Couple questions here. I have two children that are ages 15, a boy, and 21, a girl.
Okay.
And they've been, you know, struggling with acne at that age. They were on Bactrim, and then we took them off Bactrim, and then our daughter went on spironolactone, and we're taking her off that, too, because we really don't want her on any of the sulfur drugs or any, you know, antibiotics or anything. And we're just trying to figure out what is the best nutritional route to take without using the pharmaceuticals like that, because it's probably not a good thing to be taking it all the time.
You know, with the acne especially, I mean, it really comes down to coming off the milk products and the dairy products, homogenized, pasteurized milk. That's a big one. Because your bacterial flora, especially when you've been taking antibiotics, a lot of times it's kind of been the standard course of action for really bad acne outside of Accutane, which came along about 20 years ago or so. But when, you know, now with the antibiotics, still it's really tough. If you don't follow antibiotics with probiotics as far as the supplement goes, the bacterial flora gets really, really messed up and doesn't serve anyone well. So making sure that you get that balanced out, making sure that taking probiotics, fermented foods, of course, goat's milk yogurt, I'm a big fan of. But the kefir is really good, all the fermented vegetables, kimchi. And we talk about that a lot, but it's important. I mean, getting the right kind of foods in when you're dealing with acne, because skin conditions are not outside in. We think they are. We think the whole clogged pore theory is just a bunch of bunk. It really is. Oily skin, it was big business for skin products for, I mean, 20-something years, 30 years probably. But we're getting a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, and skin conditions always come from the inside out. You fix the gut, you can fix the skin, period. I don't care what the infomercials say, you fix the gut, you fix the skin. And now, it's good to have cleansers and creams and all that that are organic in nature, and they don't have a lot of harsh chemicals. That's always good for healthy skin and taking care of your skin. But when it comes down to clearing acne, which is coming from the inside, the dermis and the epidermis, and there are oil glands that are affected, yes. There's bacteria in there, yes. But that's the key. It's bacteria. Where's that bacteria coming from? Not from the outside in, but from the inside out. Where did that come from? The gut. Clean the gut. Get the right bacteria going on in the gut. You're going to have healthy skin. I mean, it's amazing. Put somebody on a fast. Go on a fast for like 3 days if you don't believe it. You got terrible skin, go on a fast for 3 days. Make sure your doctor knows about it. And do probiotics, drink plenty of water, chicken broth, beef broth, and have someone guide you in the process. Watch what happens to your skin. See if your skin's not glowing in 3 days. Even a week. I mean, after you do the cleanse and the fast. So it's amazing. Literally, our skin is a direct reflection of what's going on with us emotionally, but also internally. Within our eating habits and our lifestyle habits, it's critical. So, very, very important, and it's a great note on that. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news, because if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out many times. Get well, stay well, and live well. So you don't have to be stuck where you are. The hope that we have is that you can change. Change your lifestyle, change you and your health.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So if you need someone to guide you along the way, I mean, the network is growing every single day. Folks all around the country that can take care of you. So if you are wanting to make a kind of a shift in your world, in your life, and go to the next level, our wellness providers can do that for you. Louise, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I went to the doctor with pain on my right side under my rib cage, and I had an ultrasound, and I did not have gallstones. It's mostly after I eat, and when I take a deep breath, it hurts. They did a nuclear test and found out that my gallbladder was functioning at 6%, and the pain isn't bad enough to have surgery just to relieve the pain, but I'm calling to find out if it's causing any damage to my system to have a gallbladder functioning at 6%, and if there's anything I can do besides surgery.
Yeah, the 6%, I mean, that's kind of a big deal, but I'll tell you what, at least it's functioning, and that's the good news. So it is functioning at a good level, and there's not too much that you need to worry about as far as surgery, unless it's getting to the point where there's possibly a stone that's blocking, but you're saying there's none. There's no stones. So I would just continue to talk to the doctor and come up with a game plan from there. There's certain flushes you can do. There's a liver gallbladder flush where you do for 3 days. You can drink a solution of apples, and you can either juice them or blend them, however you want to do it, like a Vitamix blender or a regular juicer. But you mix half and half organic apples with water, and then you drink that, sip on that solution for about 3 days, and then the evening of the third night, about 3 hours before bed, you do 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil and 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice, and it is not tasty, but it'll stimulate contraction of cholecystokinin, which is a hormone that causes the gallbladder to contract, and many times if it's got some sludge or things in there, it can push the sludge out and get things working a little bit better. So that's just one option to look into. And I know it's kind of frustrating, and you know the doctors probably aren't giving you a whole lot except surgery because of the 6%. But if there's nothing blocking it from everything we've learned, and again, I was taught traditional as well, but just met with a lot of folks, a lot of doctors in through the years, and even if there's no blockage, there's a potential to keep it in there. It's just getting the sludge out. And, of course, sticking with a really good diet overall can be a big key for that. So just something to think about, because I know that it's frustrating and it's kind of scary. You're like, I don't really want to get surgery and have my gallbladder cut out. You can also take certain supplements that can help support the gallbladder. Just so you know, glycine and taurine are the two amino acids that actually make the bile salts, and they can stimulate and help things work better. So those two can be very, very helpful. And lay off the fats while you're working on this. Not completely, because you want your omega-3 fats. It's always important. But you want to lay off them as much as possible, because the more fat you eat, the harder that the gallbladder has to work, the more it's going to contract and all that kind of thing. So just keep that in mind as you're going through that. Physical education, now they're saying, is good for health, or for kids' grades. Well, we always knew that. That's why we always had recess. I mean, I don't know about you, but back in the day, and I've heard kids aren't even really doing this now, but back in the day, it was like dodgeball, and I just couldn't wait to get out of the classroom. My gosh, get me out of the building. Sunshine, go out and play. And I just remember, like, an hour went by so fast, I didn't even want to come back in. and we're in the middle of like a baseball game, softball game, or whatever, and you'd take it in. But nowadays, it's hard to get kids out there running around. But they know that it's better for your grades. So boosting students' level of physical education improves their grades, a new study says. Swedish researchers followed more than 200 school children starting from first through third grade for 9 years. And some children were assigned to an intervention group that received physical education 5 days a week, plus extra training in motor physical skills such as balance and coordination. The other children were assigned to a control group. And the study showed that 96% of students in the intervention group achieved grades that made them eligible to advance upper secondary school, compared with 89% of students in the control group. The difference was especially evident among boys, 96% in the intervention group and 83% in the control group. But the study also found that about 93% of the students in the intervention group had very good motor skills and physical skills. So they said physical education has been pared down from 3 lessons a week to 1 or 2 with recent schools and what they're providing for the kids. I think it's important. I think it's important that our kids have full access to physical education and almost be forced on it a little bit, because kids will get lazy if you let them. You let them go sit in the corner and play their PS2 or whatever it is, PlayStation game. They'll sit there and do it. So it's about getting kids out, getting them involved, and we're living in that digital era now where it's easier to just sit around and play games and get in front of that computer and not get out and really make a difference, interacting with other kids, playing, running around, getting the heart rate up, and actually enjoying life a little bit that way. It's just becoming kind of secondary, something that's kind of old school. We need to keep it new school. I think it's vitally important for our kids' health and as they grow older, to create better habits for them as well. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, this is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Or diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.